Hello again, EICC family, and welcome to another episode of the EICC podcast. On last week, we outlined each mountain, the enemy on the mountain, the principality or prevailing spirit, the displacing authority, and the mission of the mountain. And in this week's episode, we really want to delve a little bit further into each mountain or sphere of influence, understanding how we as kingdom entrepreneurs should be positioning our businesses, our brands, our efforts to take territory for the kingdom. To reiterate, the seven spheres of society that must be reached by our efforts as kingdom entrepreneurs in no particular order: ministry, family, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business or economy. If you are called to the sphere of ministry, that refers to the church's responsibility to reach the lost with the love and gospel of Jesus Christ and expand the kingdom in ministerial efforts, both nationally and internationally. This looks and sounds like ministry that is culturally relevant to whatever audience that you're called to make an impact in. So positioning kingdom-minded or kingdom-spirited ministry means doing church, as I like to call it, doing church unusual. It may not be the traditional format, or it may be in a traditional format but has a modern take, in order that people who feel like church is not for them can receive something that is aligned with their preferences, their lifestyle, their culture, and demonstrates the love of Christ. So if you're called to the mountain or the sphere of ministry, definitely be attuned to what God is calling you to do specifically according to His design and not necessarily according to tradition. And now, family. If you're called to the sphere of family, God is calling fathers and mothers, both spiritual and biological, to bring order to chaos that the enemy has unleashed against families. God also wants to bring healing to marriages and relationships within families in order to maintain a moral foundation for children in the future to stand upon. Again, we're looking to position or put in place family-oriented businesses, organizations, platforms, movements that really enhance or bring to light that which God intended for the family. I had a discussion recently with a pastor who, in his church, they're no longer looking to separate men's ministry and women's ministry, but making it a point to bring together the two ministries so that they can learn how to operate as one with one mind. And in yet another ministry, their design is to incorporate the youth in overall discussions. Not saying that they're not going to have their individual group sessions, but making it a point to at some point align each one so that all members of the family are learning together and growing together. So ideas and innovations such as this is what those who are called to the family mountain can focus on, in really positioning and bringing to market those businesses, those ideas, those pioneering endeavors that really pull the family together. Within the sphere of education, we look at producing a reintroduction of biblical truth and Bible-centric values as the key to renewal and restoration in America's failing education system. For a long time, we've noted things like taking prayer out of schools, removing the assembly of a faith-based or Christ-based assembly for students to showcase their faith or showcase their belief in God, and even incorporating Christ-centered or God-centered components to the educational learning process. All of these things are designed to eliminate God as the source of creation and the reason for our very existence, or the very existence of humankind. For those of you all called to the sphere of education, I know God is downloading dynamic ideas for your teaching methods that will impact generations of youth and learners for decades to come. Be empowered. Join us in the fight to realign the master's intention for your gifts and talents to educate students all around the world. And then there's government. We must begin to see a shift in this arena in order to preserve the biblical heritage that America was founded upon. The goal is to put in place righteous political leaders that will positively affect all aspects of government, whether it's the judicial branch, the executive branch, or the legislative branch. We need to raise up and disciple the next leaders who will be able to be placed in political position in order to advance God's word and put in place laws and decrees that exemplify God's statutes. As we prepare to close this episode of the Embassy International Chamber of Commerce EICC podcast, remember to join us again next week for the follow-up to this presentation. I want to remind you all to connect with us on the internet, on social media, by going to embassychamber.com. That's embassychamber.com. You can also, at the website, become a member of the chamber by either clicking the Join Now button in the center of the page. As you scroll down or in the upper right-hand corner, you can find the link that says Become a Member. So it's free to join, and we'd be happy to assist you in any way that we can to get your business going, or help you, advise you to get your business growing, or just to give you some tips on the things that entrepreneurs, business owners need to know and don't know. But any way that we can assist, we're willing to do that. On social media, you can find us in three ways: at Embassy, INTLCOC, or the business page at Embassy International Chamber of Commerce. Likewise, we're on Twitter at Embassy, INTLCOC, as well as Instagram. Thank you for joining me, and we look forward to hosting you again on next Wednesday. Keep in mind that we'll post all of the podcasts Wednesday morning, 7 a.m., Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., live chat discussions. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Until then, remember, we're connecting faith at the intersection of business. God bless you.